Hello, welcome tonight. I'm so thankful that you all are able to be here. Thankful for the group coming. I've already had a fun time getting to know some of them already. It was about a year and a half ago when I discovered them on Amazon Music by accident, and I have already been greatly blessed by their music, and I think that you will be tonight. So let's start with a word of prayer. Thank you, Lord, so much for the opportunity to come here tonight and to be ministered to by these ladies. Thank you for how you speak your truth to us through music, and I pray that this would be an encouraging time for us all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hoping to go through the mountains. They're like, hey, here's the mountains. You got your fill of it. But we are the Forever Be Sure music team. My name is Heather Schaff, and I come from Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Hilly, but not mountainous. Very, very beautiful Wisconsin. I think the picture has, there we are. There's my family. My husband, John, is the pastor of Lighthouse Baptist Church there in Eau Claire. And we have four children, Jacob, Reagan, Toviah, and Brady Drew, and a cute little dog named Winnie.
And my name is Stephanie Schuler, and I'm also from Wisconsin, and I'm currently a social worker in Waukesha, and I work with adults who are either mentally disabled, physically disabled, or elderly, and I've been doing that for about 13 years, it's hard to believe, and this is my sister Sarah.
And I am Sarah O'Reilly, her sister as you just heard,
And this is my family. I'm married to my husband, Chris, and he is 6'6". That's 14 inches taller than me, so we do mostly kneeling pictures. And we have 3 children, ages 3, 5, and 7, and we live right smack dab in the center of Wisconsin.
And I'm Carolyn. I grew up in Wisconsin as well. But about a year and a half ago, I moved south, and I now work in Louisiana at one of the greatest camps in the world, I think. It's called Southland Christian Camp, but there I have the privilege of working with a lot of wonderful young people, and I love that. And I also love music, so I'm happy to be here tonight, and hopefully this will be an encouragement to you. Mm-hmm.
For those of you who do not know much about our ministry, Forever Be Sure, we started way back in 2006. My sister wrote a song, and her and I both graduated with music and Bible degrees from a Bible college, but hadn't officially written a song yet. And so she wrote a song and played it for us at a family gathering, and it was a blessing because it was written out of a difficult time in her life. But I thought, how neat to take the initiative and to write all those little black dots on the page. That takes a lot of time. And so I was inspired to try that out myself because I wrote poetry as a child, just kind of on a whim every so often. So I love words, still love Scrabble. Any Scrabble players here? Nice. Okay. I loved music and poetry. And so at that family gathering, we began writing music kind of collectively. And it didn't take long for it to really take off for me. I really love this outlet, whatever God is teaching me. In fact, I think of these concerts as a bit of a spiritual diary of mine. Some of these ladies here keep diaries, and we were talking about this a few days ago, and I don't keep a diary per se, but these songs are what God is teaching me, and this is kind of my spiritual diary. And I love to be able to have the opportunity to go around and share that with the broader body of Christ. And so I am on the same journey you are on. If you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, there's ups and there's downs. So I write songs on the mountaintops and in the valleys, probably more in the valleys than on the mountaintops. And so thank you for joining with us tonight. Carolyn will introduce our next song.
So this song is called Under Your Wings. And it always reminds me of Psalm 91. Maybe some of you have memorized that one or just really meditated on that. And for me, it's been really special because I am one of those people who tends toward fear and worry and things like that. And but the Psalm 91 talks about, "He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." And just that beautiful picture of how whenever we're struggling and fearful and don't know what to do, we can always run to Him. And it's like that picture of the mother bird just gathering her babies under her wings and how they're safe and they're protected from any real harm. And then further on in Psalm 91, it talks about how He covers us with His feathers, and under His wings shall you trust. But the important part about that is the rest of the verse, and it says, "His truth shall be your shield and buckler." So when I run to Him, that's when I'm taking His truth to heart and speaking truth to myself. So that's what we're doing in this song.
Trusting in all that you are.
Quietly trusting.
We just went on a tour. When the pandemic first started, we had a tour planned for April. Well, I have never in my life, in the 12 years that we've been on this ministry, have had to totally cancel a whole tour that you bought plane tickets for and everything. I know I'm not alone. You probably all have your own story. And so we transferred that one until August, but we did have one before then. But when we went out on the road, I realized that our program was filled with songs like the one we just sang, and even with some of the ones that are upcoming here. Songs that speak to trusting in the Lord and prayer and trial, because 2020, it's been that. It's been 2020. And everybody has their 2020 story, as somebody mentioned earlier. And I felt that these songs would touch people and would affect them. This next song, I kind of called it my pandemic song today, I think, to one of you ladies. I'm like, this is one of those that I will remember, 10 years from now. That was my pandemic song. And it seemed like when everything was being taken away from us, stay at home, shut your churches, slap your masks on, all these things that maybe weren't definitely not ideal, things that were taken away from us, it seemed to me that the little things would shine. When God was good and in the little things. And it even reminded me, I know I introduced my dog Winnie, she's super cute, guys. That was when she was first with us, but now she's full grown, and I don't know that she's quite 5 pounds. I could really take her in my ear. I could have taken her on this trip. What was I thinking? I love that little dog. I saw a dog today. I'm like, oh, Winnie, I miss her. But when we got her, I got her after a very difficult time in my life. I was going to share that after the next song, but I'll share it right now. I went through a really, really dark time, and looking back now, I realized it was depression. In fact, as we were driving into the church, I noticed the sign that's a topic that's being discussed in some Sunday school class, or I'm not sure, some sermon series on depression. And I think that's so fitting, because it's kind of one of those buzzwords, but it's a real thing, and we all struggle with it at times. And I definitely did. It was a period probably of a whole year at least, but some of the effects I'm still feeling. And so while this is my pandemic song, it definitely would have fit to that time period as well. So after that, I was coming out of that, and we got our dog to make, to help with this depression, which they really do. I got her a name tag, and I will remember a specific verse that I put on and inscribed the reference there, and it's from Psalm 94:19, and it says, "In the multitude of my thoughts within me," speaking of our anxieties, "thy comforts delight my soul." And on my hard days, I just look at my dog and I'm like, thank you, Lord. It's a little delight. But when life is hard, he does. He surrounds us with little delights and sprinkles our lives with blessings. And this next song is called The Little Things. And you're not hearing things I'm singing with myself. There's other voices in this track here. Next song is related. It's called One Good Word, and I wrote this song a few years ago when I went through that time of depression. I was not doing so hot one day, and I was on my walk in my neighborhood about two blocks away from my house. There's this beautiful soccer field, well-maintained soccer field. I don't play soccer. There's a running track. I don't run. I walk on the running track. But it's just beautiful. It's solitude. It's sunshine. It's where I pray. Sometimes it's where I write some songs and mull through some lyrics. And one day I was really down, and a lady called me. I bring my phone with me. And she just needed help with an order from our website. That was fine. But at the end of her conversation, she offered just some really rich words of encouragement to me. And that just meant a lot to me on that particular day. She said she had been looking for our music for a year, and she finally found it. And I'm like thinking, why did it take you a whole year to find us? I'm not really sure. That's okay. The Lord knew I needed her phone call that day. And so it really encouraged me when I hung up. The Lord instantly brought to mind the verse in Proverbs 12:25 that says, "Heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stoop, but a good word maketh it glad." And sometimes on a dime, somebody's kind, thoughtful word, even if it's, "Hey, you look nice today," can really help us and really boost us. Even in that last song I sang, you know, sometimes we act as God's hands and feet and mouthpiece in the lives. In fact, many times, I believe that's how God does minister to us largely through the body of Christ. And so that lady did that for me that day, and it was probably right then and there on that walk that I started thinking through the lyrics to this next song called One Good Word. Some days have got me down, they got me down low. Some days it's hard to live with all the unknowns. Some days I look up and watch the clouds roll. Some days I wake up, but I want to sleep again. But one good word can lift a heavy load. One good word breathes life into the soul. One good word can water the river. Yes, only one good word is hope delivered. Strength is so small, and I keep on asking, what's the point of it all? But one good word can lift a heavy load. One good word breathes life into the soul. One good word can water the withered. Yes, only one good word is hope delivered. Somebody told me, somebody told me, you gotta keep up the fight. Well, sometimes we carry our anxiety during the day, and I have been reminded often of that familiar verse, leaving your anxieties with the Lord, praying about it, and he will guard your hearts and your minds with peace. And I'm thankful that he is able to do that. I just need to trust in that promise a whole lot more than I do. Sometimes we bring our anxieties to bed with us before we try and attempt to sleep. And I know that even in my childhood, that's when all the fears set in. For some reason, when that sun goes down, all of a sudden, there's so much more to worry about in life. And you know what? That doesn't end when you become 38 like I am. We bring our anxieties to bed, and sometimes it's hard to sleep. And thankfully, that's not an issue that I personally have on a regular basis. I learned when I got married that that's actually a thing. Some people really struggle to get to sleep or to stay asleep, and some of you may have that issue yourself. But I know that when I'm anxious about something, I will sometimes wake up in the middle of the night and I will have a hard time getting back to sleep. This next song is called King of the Night. And it is actually one of those songs that I do quote to myself sometimes when I have those moments in bed. King of the Night, you rule when I'm sleeping. The earth and sky are still in your safe keeping. So like a child at rest, I'll go to sleep confessing you are King, King of the Night.
Child at rest, I'll go to sleep confessing you.
The next song that we have is one that you might recognize. It's the words of the old hymn, What a Savior. And I just can't help thinking, we've talked about how it's been a crazy year. And often there can be so many things going on in your head that make you worried, fear, anxious. And if you're a Christian, the greatest thing is you don't have to do any of that, because we have the greatest hope. We know where we're going to go. Jesus came down to earth, walked this world, died on the cross, and rose again from the dead, just so that we could be with him someday, and that we have the hope. And because of that, we need to praise him every day, every moment. And this song is Hallelujah, What a Savior. And you're going to have an opportunity to actually sing with us. So on verses 4 and 5, you can join in if you know the words. So hopefully you do.
The words will be on the screen, so we got you covered.
Just kidding.
Received one of these as you walked in. Anybody not? I think my dad has some extras and he can pass those out to you. But if you're interested, I will be taking the ones that you filled out, and we'll draw when I right before our last song, I'll collect them and we'll draw one for a free CD. Does anybody need one? Just you can raise your hand. I don't see any. All right, somebody did a good job passing them out. So if you wanted to just fill your name and your email, I'm going to play a familiar hymn, I Sing the Mighty Power of God. Program, it's been our practice to have a little comic relief. And so that's what we're going to do right here. I heard some of you have been on our YouTube channel already, and that's, I think, how you even were introduced to our team, our group. That's awesome. How many of you have been on our YouTube channel, Forever Be Sure? Of course, my father always raises his hand. a couple hands besides his. If you haven't, you probably don't know the Drip Drip song, I'm assuming. Yes, no? Okay, I see one head saying no, so if that's the only person that's never heard this, it'll be worth it, right? My husband, as I mentioned, is a preacher, and sometimes in my not-so-finer moments, he enjoys preaching at me in the house. So he enjoyed the familiar proverb that we women all know and love, Proverbs 27:15, a continual dripping in a very rainy day and a contentious woman are alike. So thank you, hubby, for that little tidbit there. And what is the songwriting wife supposed to do except for write a song about it? So that's exactly what I did. I went and I bought a bunch of wigs and I just had some fun 1 week and putting this song together. So we're going to show you the Drip Drip song.
Woman is a constant dripping, drip, drip, dripping, drip, drip. The contentious woman is a constant dripping, drip, drip, dripping, drip, drip. The contentious woman is a constant dripping, drip, drip, dripping, drip, drip. The contentious woman is a constant dripping, drip, drip, dripping, drip, drip. The contentious woman is a constant dripping, drip, drip, dripping, drip, drip. know I love you. I adore you. I do. But Facebook has confirmed it with pictures plain and true. Don't you know romantic men give flowers just because? Yet all my empty vases are covered thick in dust. Oh, Romeo, where did all my roses go? Oh, Romeo, where did all my roses go? The contentious woman is a constant dripping, drip, drip, dripping, drip, drip. The contentious woman is a constant dripping, drip, drip, dripping, drip, drip. The contentious
woman, you know I love you. I adore you. I do. But I ain't getting younger, and neither, dear, are you. I fear the honey-do list with all your manly chores will be intact when I shall pass beyond the golden shore. Honey-do, just do, just do the honey-do. Honey-do, just do, just do the honey-do. Honey-do, just do, just do the honey-do.
You know I love ya, I adore ya, I do. But you must stop this madness of snatching all my food. I have labeled clearly what you are not to eat. And won't you cease from snacking on expensive cheese and meat? Kitchen creeper, sneaky eater, close the refrigerator. Kitchen creeper, sneaky eater, close the refrigerator. Kitchen creeper, sneaky eater.
A constant dripping, drip, 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 drip.
Oh, you know I love you, I adore you, I do. But since you miss the memo, this tip is free for you. The answer to my question, does this make me look fat? Is always no.
A constant dripping, drip.
And that is that.
The
do not waffle or waver, just say no. Do not waffle or waver, just say no. Sunshine, you know I love you, I adore you, to the moon and back. But how on earth would men survive without their better half? Just call me Cinderella, I labor without pay. And yet I dream someday my prince will put his socks away. Put his socks away, I'm dreaming. The contentious woman is a drip, drip.
That's enough to give you a panic attack. We've watched that now 4 nights in a row, and I'm getting rather sick of that. Sick of that video. May it remind you not to be like that.
All right, well, this is always tough to follow. That's my kid's favorite song. It always gives us a good laugh. Our next song is called Will You Listen to My Voice? And you've already heard it a couple different times. It's 2020. It's a great year. We all know that. But one thing that I started pondering with my husband at the beginning of the year, which was actually long before I even heard this song or was asked by Heather anything to share, my husband and I have been seeking wisdom. Because I don't know about you necessarily, but I know myself every day I need wisdom. As a wife, as a mom of 3 kids, I don't have all the answers. And I think I thought I knew more before I had kids. Or at least I thought I knew more before I had kids. And I've just realized every day that I just need God's wisdom to know how to instruct, how to teach His word, how to handle situations. And you know, life has a way of throwing you into all kinds of situations. And my husband and I are trying to figure out where God wants us in our life. And we've been pursuing ministry, and we just keep praying constantly for God's provision and guidance in that direction as well. And I know that it's really easy to hear so many things around you about what people think you should do, but I'm always reminded that I just need to listen to the voice of God and do what he tells me to do, to listen to that voice. And this song is taken mostly from Proverbs, all talking about wisdom, but one other passage that I love too is in James 1, and it talks about asking God for wisdom, and he will give it abundantly. He loves to do that for us, and he loves to do that for me. And so I just want to listen to the voice of God.
Says we must be in God's word, be not just a hearer of the word, but be a doer. But to be a doer, we have to hear, we have to read, we have to input. This next song is a simple song. It's called On the Words of God We Rest. And as I look over my lifetime, which is brief to some, long to me, sometimes 38 years old, but I can remember certain points along my journey, whether it be a sin struggle or just a really trying time, that I had to anchor to truth. I had to anchor to one phrase in Scripture and just really ruminate that thought in my mind over and over and over and over again. I think of, you know, talking about fear. I had my own struggles and my own variety with fear, and I had to just repeat certain phrases over and over again. Even when I went through that time of depression, I love the verse, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart. You know, he might not part the Red Sea, but he will strengthen your heart. He promises it. And to keep my mind fixed on that phrase, day by day, he'll give me the strength that I need. And so I was anchoring to certain scripture passages and certain verses, even certain phrases. Like I said, this song is simple, but I hope it'll be a reminder to you, as it has been to me, just to rest securely on the very words of God.
Yeah.
have one more song to share with you this evening. But before we do, if you could pass your filled out cards to the center and my dad will come by and pick them up. I would like to just quickly invite you back to our product table. We will draw for that free CD tonight. It could be a physical album, or we can even send you a digital one if you're fully immersed in the digital age, which some friends I know are. But please visit our back table. Of course, we'll be here tomorrow morning for the service as well. But we brought with us our six CDs. I think, there we go. Those are our six CDs that we're offering on our website right now. We've actually done 9 total in the 12 years, but we were learning for the first 3. So we grabbed the songs that we liked and we re-recorded them. And so those are the ones that we're offering right now. And like I mentioned, if you are in the digital age and your car does not have a CD player, which I hear is a thing these days, we just got some newer vehicles, but not that new. We still have CD players. But if you are like that, and we, like I said, we can send you those digital albums after you purchase them right in an email type of thing. But we're on many platforms, Pandora, Spotify, you name it, it's probably there. And so we also brought with us our piano books, and the song I played is one from our piano books. They're not all that hard. But if you are a pianist and you would enjoy some new music, my mom and I, she taught us early on, and she's the one that started our musical career, if you want to put it that way. You too, you want some credit too? My dad has been waiting for years to get on this group, but still warming up. But we have 2 piano books. They look identical. That was my bad. But they are 2 different piano books, 12 songs in each one of them, one for each month of the year. We also have our calendar of praise, I'm sorry, our Christmas book that has 6 Christmas songs in them. And then we also have our choral book. That has 10 songs, vocal songs. You can, if you're a good musician, you can pick out parts and make it a duet book or a trio book or a solo book, whatever. But it's made for an ensemble or a choir. Everything we do is offered on our website. The next slide is our website, foreverbesure.com. Anything we've released is on our website. You can purchase it an instant download. Even if it's you wanted a piano book, but you didn't want to do the shipping or you're going into the digital, we can send you that piano book in a digital format as well. I should say something about our piano books too. For some odd reason, we're just doing great on sales this particular tour with those piano books, which is a good problem to have. But if you do want to get those, you can peruse the ones that we have, but we will mail those to you once we get back home shortly. But we're running low supply, which is a good problem, I guess. But please sign up for our, I suppose if you signed up your email, we'll get you plugged in to stay alert with our tours, sales, new music, sometimes freebies, we offer those too. But if you didn't want, we have a sign-up sheet back there as well, so you can keep current with us. Hopefully we'll be back in Tennessee. I love exploring new areas. I don't think we've ever been to Tennessee for Forever Be Sure, so this is new territory for us, and it's good to be here. What was that? Come back. I would love to. Yes, I would love to. Okay, so I think I got that all taken care of. All right, so did you pick one? Why don't you pick one? Am I supposed to pick it? Okay, you fan it. He'll be our Bob Barker tonight. we'll hit opposite roles here. All right, here's the winner. Nancy Good. All right, who's Nancy Good? Oh, the one with the stunned face. Okay, Nancy, you can visit our table and you can pick out a free CD. Thank you all for participating. I usually say, what does every good Baptist church end with? With an invitation, right? Well, that's not my place. I'm not going to do that tonight. But this next song is an invitation song. And as you'll, if you know your hymn book or the old hymns of the faith, you will know this song is not one that I originated in lyrics. It says, come ye sinners, poor and needy, weak and wounded, sick and sore. Jesus, ready, stands to save you, full of pity, love, and power. For years, I'm 38, as I mentioned, I keep mentioning that number, I know. But I struggled for years with the assurance of my salvation. And I wonder sometimes if it wasn't because I had a wrong view of God and thinking that somehow he just wasn't strong enough to save me and to keep me. And I don't even know really why I struggled with that, literally probably until I reached 30. And this song that we're going to sing gives us a complete opposite picture of our Lord. He stands there, ready. He's the one that sent his son to die for us, to make a way for us to be his own. And once he saves us, we are his until eternity and through eternity. He is a God full of love, pity, and power. We'd like to share this one last song with you. Come, sinners, come.
Thank you so much, ladies. That was so encouraging. Thank you for letting us listen to the diary of what God is teaching you and just for all of your transparency. I think we were all encouraged by seeing what God is doing in your life, and then we realized we are not alone. We are all on this journey together. So thank you so much. I'm just going to close in prayer, and if you want to stay and mingle for a few, you may, or look at their table when we're done. Thank you, God, so much for the encouragement that you gave us tonight. Thank you for these ladies and their willingness to come from all walks of life and come and minister to us tonight. Thank you for how you work in people's hearts and how we can encourage one another by what you are taking us through and how your truth can just minister to us through our reading of your word and through song and sharing it with others. I pray that this would even be an encouragement to us to share with others what you are doing in our lives. Lord, thank you so much for just the encouragement you gave us tonight. Please bless these ladies as they go on their way. Continue to give them traveling mercies and just to be a blessing at the next churches that they're at. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.